Bays or page 8. Mer Kedushin. 5 lines in the top of the page. Yeah, the Gemara was discussing before. In the Mishnah it says, we don't know for a few weeks already. The Mishnah said before that Kedushin is done, a man to a woman, in one of three ways. Either Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. Either with money, document, or actual relations. And the Gemara discussed in the first few pages, from where do we learn out in the Torah that you can do Kedusha with money? Okay? So the Gemara said before, there's a pasuk that when an Ami Ivriya, a girl who's a maidservant, goes out free after X amount of years. So the Torah says, V'yatzachinam ein kosef. She goes out free without money. So if she goes out free, it's obviously without money. So chinam and ein kosef is redundant. So the Gemara learns out from the extra words of ein kosef that there's no kesef for this master. But there's money by a different case of a master, meaning by the act of kedushin, there is money involved. So that's what the Gemara learns out meanwhile, that kedushin is done with money. But now the Gemara says, v'tanya maisel emehocha. And the Tana learns it out from a different way. A different way in the Chumash that you can acquire a woman with money. Because it says, ki yi kach ish isha, the pasuk by marriage says like this. If a man will but take a woman, ubal and live with her. V'hoyim le'isim tzachem b'enav, and then he won't like her. Ki matzah b'avitzavah, you know, he finds something wrong with her. And the Torah elaborates on the laws of get. Okay? So how does the Torah use the word for kedushin? The Torah says the word ki yi kach. If he takes. So the Gemara says, en kicha lebekesef. Kicha is with money. Why? Because it says, v'chein o'emer, nasati kesef, asada kach mimeni. Okay, this few lines we learned, and that's what we're up to. But it says, when Ephraim bought Ma'arza Machpela, or Avram, I mean, bought Ma'arza Machpela from Ephraim, so the Torah says, nasati kesef asada, I gave the money, kach mimeni, take it. So you see, the Torah uses the word kach by money. So therefore, the Gemara learns that when it says ki yikach ish isha, a man will take a woman. The Torah uses the word yikach. What does yikach mean? With money. Okay. So there's two sources, and the Gemara is later going to explain why we need both. Okay. But there's two sources. The Gemara says in Torah that a man does kedushin to a woman with money. One is a yatzachinam ein kosef, by an ama there's no money, but somewhere else there is, i.e. kedushin. And the second one is because it says ki yikach ish isha, if a man will take 4b1. A man will take a woman, and therefore it says ki yikach means with money. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, v'alei dinhu, why do I need a pasuk to tell me you can acquire a woman with money? L'cheira, I can learn it out from what's called a Kal V'chaymer. Why? Umau ami ivriya, sheinin niknas bebiya, niknas bekesef. What if a maidservant is acquired with money, not with relations? Right? When you buy a maidservant, how do you acquire the maidservant? With money. Not with relation, not with biya. Yet, niknas bekesef. In other words, like this. If an ami ivriya, who is not acquired with biya, is acquired with money. So, Zusha Niknas Babia, a woman who is acquired with Bia, for sure ain't a Dinsha Tikna Bekesef. For sure she should be acquired with money. Meaning like this. The Torah says clearly, Ki yikach ish isha uba'ala. If a man takes a woman and lives with her. So you see that Bia is definitely a way you acquire the woman, because the Torah says you take her by with Bia. Now, the Gemara says like this. There's a maidservant. You cannot acquire her with bia, yet you can acquire her with money. Right? So a woman who is acquired with bia, for sure you can acquire her with money. If an army, you cannot acquire with bia, yet you can acquire her with kesef, meaning money is better than bia. Right? So a woman who's acquired with bia, for sure you can acquire her with money. So why do I need a pasuk? I can learn it without the pasuk.
Can't they compare a slave to a regular woman?
Why not?
Slave, you buy a slave.
So you're buying a woman. No, kedushin actually ki yikach ish isha. A man is taking the woman.
I acquire.
Yeah.
This is talking about a Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
Slave.
Yeah. So the Gemara answered, no, I can refute your kal v'chomer, so to speak. Because yavama techiach. What's a yavama? You know, the brother died without kids and the woman has to marry the brother, right? Over there, she niknes b'bia, she is acquired with bia, but ain't a niknes b'kesef. She's not acquired with money. There's no kedushin by a yavama. When a brother dies without three kids and the wife has to marry the brother, right? There's no kedushin involved. It's just straight marriage, right? So what do you see from there? You have a case where bia works and money doesn't. So maybe by kedusha bia works and maybe money doesn't. How do you know from that that you can acquire one with money? So the Gemara says, yeah, but 1 minute. Mali yavama, you know why yavama is different? Shekein ein a niknas bishtar. You can't acquire a yavama with a document. Kedusha, we learned, it says if you write in a document, hadayat mekudeshesli, she's acquired if she takes it. Yavama, you can't do that. Taimer bezusha niknas bishtar, but this woman is acquired with shtar. So the kal v'chomer still remains. In other words, you still have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? If an amma who is not acquired with bia is acquired with money, so a woman who is acquired with bia for sure is acquired with money. Right? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lema, therefore we have a pasuk ki yikachish. Which Gemara right away asks, 1 minute, we just said there's a kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, halama likra, ha'asi, we just learned it from a kal v'chomer. In other words, the Gemara says, there's a concept in the Gemara, something that you learn out from a kal v'chomer, you really don't need a pasuk. Because why does Torah have to tell us something that you can learn out for definitely? I'll give you an example. There's a famous halacha, the Rambam brings down from the Gemara. We just learned it now, not long ago in Rambam. The Torah says, you're not allowed to have relations with your granddaughter. It doesn't say in the Torah, you can't have relations with your daughter. It says, you can't have relations with your granddaughter. So the Gemara says, if you can't have with your granddaughter, for sure you can't have with your daughter, right? So the Torah doesn't even have to tell it to me.
Why would it even have to say you can't have? It's obvious you shouldn't do it with the granddaughter either.
How do you know?
It's not decent. I mean, it's...
If the Torah didn't say it, what goes on in the world today, everything's decent. or indecent, it doesn't matter.
Gay people tell you it's decent to...
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So, you know, if the Torah didn't say it, I would think that with the granddaughter you could. So we wouldn't know these things. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, you know why it's not a good kal v'chomer? Ravashi says, you can uproot the kal v'chomer from the beginning. Meaning, Ravashi says, you know why we need the pasuk? The kal v'chomer is no good. What was the kal v'chomer? If an Amar Yivriyo is not acquired by bia, could be acquired with kesef, a woman who's acquired with bia, for sure could be acquired with kesef, right? So he says, the whole thing doesn't make sense. From where are you bringing it from? From Amar. He says, Amala Amar Yivriyo, Amar Yivriyo, you can't compare it to a woman at all. You know why? Amar Yivriyo goes out with money too.
What's Amar
Yivriyo? Amar Yivriyo means a Jewish maidservant. How do you buy her? With money. If she wants, she could buy out her freedom. Let's say Amar Yivriyo goes out when she hits 12, right? So let's say she sold at the age of 10 for $1,000.
Can she be?
Yeah, 10, she could be sold. So let's say she sold at the age of 10 for $1,000. Yeah? And she's there for 2 years. So how much is it a year? $500 a year, right? Now, if at the end of the year, the girl comes to the master and says, here's $500, I'm a free girl. She goes out. Yeah? A woman can't do that. A woman can't come to the husband, okay, you gave me a gold ring. You know what? Here's a gold ring and I'm free. It doesn't work like that. You can't compare woman to Amma. The Gemara's kal v'chomer was, let's compare Kedushin to Amma. That what? Just like an Amma. What if an Amma is not acquired with bia? Could it be acquired with money? So a woman who is acquired with bia, for sure could be acquired with money. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, you can't compare the two. One's apples, one's oranges. Because an Amma goes in with money, she goes out with money. But a woman doesn't go out with money, so how do you know she can go in with money? How do you know this Kedusha with money? So you can't learn it out from Amma. That just like an Amma is bought with money, a woman's bought with money. An Amma is a whole different thing. She goes out with money, she goes in with money. But a woman doesn't.
What
one second. Therefore, Rav Ashi said, that's why we need the Pasuk to say, Ki yikach ish isha, kicha means money. How does a man acquire a woman with money? But you can't learn it out from a Kavah Chemer. What? Somebody want to, yeah.
You just learn from Kicha, right? That is from Kicha, then means she's
been... The Kicha means money.
Yeah, acquired by money.
Right.
So using Kalba Chomer, you can learn halacha. Practical halacha.
Not punishment. Right, halacha, yeah.
So the punishment for relationship of incest, father to daughter.
No, over there, the...
There's no capital punishment?
There is.
Even though we learn it from Kalba Chomer.
You're not only learning the punishment, you're learning the forbidden, and then it has the same din as the thing you're learning it out from.
But isn't a master supposed to marry the Amevriya?
He doesn't have to. If he wants to, he could. He could. Doesn't have to.
But if he marries her?
If he marries her, she's a full-fledged wife. And then she can't say, here's money, I'm free. Then she's stuck for life. Until he gives her a get or dies, whatever. Okay, so the bottom line is, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the bottom line is the Gemara learns out from two psukim that a woman is acquired with money. One is ki yikachish, what we just said, and the other one was we learned last time v'yotze chinam en kasef. There's no kasef for this master, but there's kasef from a different master. Meaning, when a man acquires a woman, he has to give her money. So the Gemara is going to ask now, why do I need both psukim to teach me the same din? That you do kedushin to a woman with money. I learned it out from Ki Yikach, and I learned it out from Yotzachinam and Kosef. Why do I need two psukim to tell me the same din that a man acquires a woman with money? Okay? So Gemara says, V'itzrach l'michtav Yotzachinam. I need to learn out from the pasuk of Yotzachinam, and I need to learn it out also from Ki Yikach Ish. I need both psukim. Why? So it says like this. The E Kosef Rachmana Ki Yikach. If the Torah would have only said ki yikach, meaning from the word ki yikach we learn out that a man acquires a woman with money, I would think havamina kedusha diyoyev la baal, that the money, the ring that the husband gives her, the dohu belongs to her. And we learned before in the Gemara, if the girl's 12 until 12 and a half, the money goes to the father. Right? If the Torah only says, you know how you learn out a man acquires a woman with money? Because it says ki yikach. But then I would think, who gets the money? The girl, not the father. Right? Yeah. She gives the money. She gets the money. So, kase rachmana v'yotzechinam. So the Torah says v'yotzechinam ain't kasef. That there's no money for this master. But for the other master, meaning the father, there is money. That teaches us that the father gets the money until she's 12 and a half. So why doesn't it just say v'yotze chinam and I don't need ki yikach? So it says, because of Rachman v'yotze chinam, if it only said that part of Avamina, hecha de yovale ihi l'didei v'kidashti. I would think that if the woman gives money to the man, she does become a kodeshes. Because by Amma, who's giving the money? You're giving the money for the woman. I can think it works either way, though. How do I know the man has to give the money? Maybe Kedushin works that the woman could give money to the man. Maybe that's the way it works.
You buy an Amma, though, you're buying it from, you're giving the money to the seller, not to the woman.
Right. But maybe if the woman gives the money, right? Just think over there, a woman can acquire freedom to slave by giving money. So maybe here she can also give money and do kedushin. I would think that it's also valid. Okay? Therefore the Torah says ki yikach. If he takes masculine, that means who has to give the money? The man. kiyikach, v'leik kisikach, it doesn't say if she takes, it says if he takes. And that's it, like we said, at the beginning of the Masechta we're discussing, one of the big shailas in halacha, with double ring ceremonies, that many people do today, is pashit that become, could be, it could be becoming a shaila under kedushin. Because she thinks, just like he gives her a ring, and he's acquiring her, she gives him a ring, and she's acquiring him. Which is contradictory to the whole concept of kedushin.
But he's still acquiring her, even if she gives him a ring.
No, maybe she thinks, yours is only valid if mine's valid.
Oh.
So Jair says, ki yikach, it has to be done in a way that he gives the ring, meaning he gives the money for kedushin. And if the woman gives the money, it's not valid. But just past, we're going to see later, a few pages later in the Gemara says there's a case that a woman can give money to the man and become a kodeshes. It's an odd case. If a guy is a very prominent person, sometimes there's a very, very prominent person, and if you give him something, you get enjoyment from the fact that he took what you gave him.
Right?
Imagine, come over to the king, and you give him something, and he takes it from you, so you feel good that he took what you gave him. Mm-hmm. If that benefit is worth a cent, it could be kedushin. The Gemara says it's kedushin.
The benefit?
Because you're not doing giving. He's giving her the benefit that he took her gift. And if that benefit is worth a few cents, then he's giving her something. Even though factually she gave him the money or a present, right? But the fact that he took it and through that he's giving her pleasure that's worth money, it's a mekadesh.
But you have to say, obviously, Hariata would make it.
No, he would have to say.
You would have to say to her.
Hariat mekadeshly. With the hana that I took the gift that you gave me.
The hana is the consideration.
The hana is money. People pay money for pleasure. Any entertainment. If a guy's an entertainer and he entertains the woman and says, Hariat mekadeshly, with this benefit that the enjoyment that you have for my entertainment, she's mekadeshes.
Quick question, Rabbi. Why do we have to go even that far? Why don't you just say, look, this woman wants to marry this guy. Don't
if
you
he
think
doesn't
that the
give
pleasure
her,
she's going to get from
no,
her saying yes?
No, no, you have to give.
Sense?
He has to give her something.
Huh?
He has to give her something.
He has to give her something?
Yeah. In addition to the fact that he's getting mekadeshes to her.
Right.
Part of the kedushin, like we said, remember we learned, it's not a verification. Part of the act of kedushin is that you give her something.
Okay, so even when you're saying that, but you were telling.
In addition to the fact that she feels good, she's marrying you.
Right. Well,
it has to be in addition.
You're
to
saying
that
there's some that question the validity of
a double
ring marriage.
Yeah.
But if she's getting the hana, you know, she's getting the pleasure.
Yeah, it's not that Adam Kosher though.
Said, no.
No.
Is that gonna work?
No. Okay, so therefore,
it's worth a few cents.
No,
at least a few cents,
maybe. Okay, now so the Gemara came to the conclusion that we learn out money for kedushin from two sources: the yotzachina main kosef and kiyikach. One second, and the Gemara explained why do we need both? Because if I would only have the yotzachina main kosef, I would think that even if he gives her money, I mean, she gives him money, it's good. Right? Therefore it says, kiyikach, he has to give her the money. If it would only say kiyikach, I would think the money goes to her, not to the father. So I need the yotzachin and kosher to tell me who the money goes to. So it's interesting, not that the Gemara is discussing this now, but according to the Gemara's conclusion, the yotzachin and kosher is only needed to tell me who gets the money. The father gets the money and not her. But the act of kedushin is really learned out from the pasuk ki yikach ish, and it says kicha, and kicha is money. Yotzachinam and kosev only teaches us, the Gemara said, that I would think the girl gets the money, so the yotzachinam and kosev teaches me the father gets the money. right? But that's part two. Part one is that there has to be money. Then part two is who's getting the money? The girl's father until she's 12 and a half. The girl's father gets the money and not the and not the girl.
Aren't we learning this kiyakach, though, from Avram Avinu when he bought the field? So one second. So Sarah was niftar at this time. So
you're just learning out the concept that yikach means money.
Yikach means money. Okay, so
that's it. That's all you learn.
The concept is the man, though, not the woman.
Because by kedushin says ki yikach, the man will take the woman, and kicha means money. Which, by the way, is another question answered. L'chayri, you can't learn out dinim from before matan Torah. L'chayri, you can't learn out. Like the Rambam says, this that we do a bris is not because Hashem told Avraham Avinu to do a bris. Because then it's before Matan Torah, you can't learn it out. In Pashas Tazriya, the Torah says, B'yem Hashmini Yimo B'sar Lasi. But over here, we're not learning out a din from before Matan Torah. All we're doing over here is learning the meaning and interpretation of a word. We're not learning out a halacha. When the Torah says, Ki yikach ish isha, right? A man will take a woman. What I'm learning out from Ephron is that the word ki yikach means money. I'm not learning a halacha. I'm learning a meaning of a word. What does the word yikach mean? Yikach in Torah means money. That's what it means. Where do we learn out the word yikach means money? From Ephron. But I'm not learning a halacha from before Matan Torah. I'm learning the interpretation of a word that when the Torah, after Matan Torah, says, ki yikach ish isha, what does it mean taking? It means with money.
They're just getting the definition from it.
That's the definition. And that you can get from before Matan Torah. What?
You mentioned before about a king. Let's say you have a case where a king says to a woman, marry me or I'll kill you. She's forced. But he says, I'm not going to give you anything for it.
So the hanah from staying alive.
No. No, it has to be willingly. You can't force him.
But he's a king. He can do whatever he wants, can't he?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's a good kedushin. If a guy comes over to a woman, shoves money into her hand, and says, that mukadashously. She doesn't say yeah, or agree to it, it's worthless. She has to agree to it.
Right. So the actual act of kiddushin we learn from ki yikach ish.
Right.
The secondary part, who gets the money?
We learn out from the yotza chinam and kasav.
The Gemara should have started from the first element, not the second.
That's why you find in the Rishenu, when the Rishenu, where do you learn out kiddushin money? Most of them say ki yikach ish ish, or kicha kicha. Here says kicha, there says, you know, that means money. Okay, now the Gemara says, how do we know a man acquires a woman with bia, with relations? So it says in the Torah, ki yikach ish isha, u ba'ala. Right? What does ba'ala mean? It says, malamit sheniknas b'bia. She is acquired with bia. So now Gemara again is going to ask the same question. Why do I need a pasuk? I have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Or ma yavama sheniknas b'kesef. What if a yavama? Right, the brother's wife is not acquired with money, yet niknas b'bia is acquired with bia. Zusha niknas because of a woman that's acquired with money, for sure she should be acquired with bia. Right, for sure.
Except that it's a special case.
One second. The Gemara is going to say that. Ami evriya techiach. So Gemara says no. I can refute it because Ami disproves it. Why niknas b'kesef? She is acquired with money, and yet she's not acquired with bia. So the Gemara says, no, Malo Ami Ivriya, you know why Ami Ivriya is bought with money? Because it's not l'shem ishus. It's not for marital purposes. You're buying a slave. What does it have to do with marriage? Okay. Right, the Gemara is saying, how can you learn out marriage from din v'oma? Of course she's not kind of b'bia. You're not buying her for bia. You're buying her for, as a slave. Of course bia is not good for her. But this woman is married for, you're acquiring her for marriage, so maybe B is good. So the Torah says, Tamalema Ba'ala. Therefore we need the Pasuk. So again, the Gemara is going to, we just said the Kavachim is valid. We just got through saying that if a woman is acquired, a ma'a, what if a yavama, who's not acquired with money, is acquired with bia, a woman who's acquired with money, for sure can be acquired with bia. And this that the Gemara threw in amma, the Gemara says totally irrelevant. Because an amma is not acquired for ishus. So Gemara says, why do I need the pasuk? Ha'ashile, she says like this. Amma Ravashi, again Ravashi says a similar concept. Mishum the ikal amemer mi korda de dina picha. The kavachemer is uprooted from the beginning. Why? Mehecha kamaisi, where do you bring it from? From Yavama. Right? What's the kavachemer? What if Yavama is not acquired with money, is acquired with bia? A woman who's acquired with money, for sure could be acquired with bia, right? He says, you know why Yavama is acquired with bia? You know why Yavama doesn't need money? God made the shidduch. The brother died. God says you have to marry her. So how can you compare that to a regular case of kedushin? You know why you don't need money? Or I'm saying why you don't need bia by Yavama? Or why you don't need to acquire with money? Because God made the shidduch. She's stuck. On the contrary, she can't even marry until she does chalitza.
But you need bia, no?
No, well, either to marry her, or if he doesn't want to marry, he has to, he can't just throw her out. In other words, they're married enough from heaven that he can't just say, Turgo, I don't want to marry you, I don't want to do yibum, you're free for all. Yeah. You can't do that. Because like Gemara says, Mali Yavama, she came Kuka Be'medes, she's already bound to him before they're even married. Because she can't marry anybody else until there's either yibum or chalitza. Taimer bezu, but by this case of kedushin, ain't the kuka ve'medes, she's not have to marry this guy, right? She can marry the guy. She doesn't have to marry the guy by regular case of kedushin. Talmud lema ba'ala. So the Torah teaches of ba'ala that that's the way you acquire her.
What does zebura mean,
Zebura? Huh?
Zebura.
What it actually means. Zokuk means in Hebrew bound to somebody. She's already pre-bound from Shemayim to marry the brother-in-law.
As soon as
he dies. As soon as the brother dies.
So we don't say as soon
as
he got
as soon
married,
as her husband dies.
Not from the time he got married.
No. Because if she would have kids, it wouldn't be a problem. The second the woman's husband dies, without kids, she is automatically bound by Hashem to marry the brother.
Without kids only?
Only without kids. With kids, you can't marry your brother-in-law. Even
she
after you...
Want.
Huh?
She
then you do chalitza. But she can't marry another man.
Until
one of the two is done. Right? Well, yibum means she marries the guy. Or chalitza. But a woman, you can't do anything until she gets chalitza.
She could ask for it.
Today we only do chalitza. But years ago, you should know, there were problems. There were problems in practical cases when the Jews lived in communist Russia, right? You couldn't get out of Russia. You couldn't get into Russia to do mitzvahs, right? If a guy in America was married and died without kids, right? And he had a brother in Russia, right? She couldn't marry anybody until the brother gave her chalitza. And sometimes just the practicality of chalitza wasn't the reality.
FedEx chalitza.
Or I'll give you another example. What happened not long ago in the city here, but wasn't as this. What happens, a guy married a woman, no kids, okay? And he has a brother that's a year old.
Oh.
His brother is a year old.
Yeah. What, years ago they had many wives, older, younger, I mean, it was not, even today, yeah? You have nieces older than uncles, not, that's right? Okay, so a cotton can't do chalitza. You have to wait for him to become bar mitzvah, and then he does chalitza, and then the woman can remarry.
Wow.
So for 12 years, or if the kid's a day old, I mean, theoretically, the brother's a day old, she has to wait 13 years, to even think about marrying.
Even nowadays?
What do you mean even nowadays? Of course nowadays.
Saying, yeah, if they, you have to wait
13 years. A kid, boy, a cotton can do chalitza. Yeah. So you have to wait until he's a gadol.
What about the Russian brother? You can't send a messenger or
anything? No.
You think
there's a process.
Happens today?
Sure, chalitza happens today.
I know chalitza happens, but that kid, 1 year old, 1 year old kid.
So he's 12 years old, so you have to wait a year. I mean, what?
Yeah, but 1 year old, so that means she can't do anything for 12 years.
She's on vacation.
Wait a minute. She wants to get married.
And this is because she doesn't have kids.
Like, you know what they say in America? Tough luck. Wait, and a woman whose husband disappeared, and you don't know where he is, she also can't be married.
Yeah,
but this is only if they don't have kids.
Right.
So let me ask you a question. I don't know. So if what is the reason that the brother has to marry her?
Ask him.
There's no reason given?
He said, the Torah says, to build the brother's home.
With kids, though. But because she's going to have to wait 12 years, you know, maybe that her chances of having kids will be less and less.
But you still can't do anything about it. Wow. No, today she doesn't marry the guy anyway. Today she does chalitza. But the chalitza process allows the woman to remarry. Without that, she can't. That's what Mar said. She's zokuk me.
She's going to have blood. She's more than 13 years old.
Yeah, better hurry up.
Or a 1 year old genius.
To build a brother's home means that.
Says get married. But today we don't do yibum anyway. Today we only do chalitza. But the bottom line is the woman can't get married until she gets chalitza.
If she does, the marriage is invalid.
And if what?
If she gets married. She doesn't wait.
If she doesn't wait, no. The she's an Ashish.
What does that mean, Ashish?
She's married. She has to divorce the guy.
The kids will become older.
But until she does, she has a din of a married woman, even though she wasn't allowed to marry him.
Well, the other sex that you
it's similar if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, if a Kohen marries a divorcee. In other words, like this. I'm talking now halachic. There's machlekes in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, the Chacham. There's a lot of opinions. In the halacha of it is, if you marry somebody, which would be capital punishment marriage, that means a married woman, a sister, an aunt, your wife's sister, as long as the sister, all these things that the Torah gives you death, whether min hashmayim or min bezdin, it's worthless. The kedushin is worthless. The marriage is worthless. In other words, if you come over to a married woman, she's even estranged from the husband, but no get, yeah? Okay? You come over to a woman who's married, in front of two witnesses, you give her a ring and say, "Aret mekadesh shalsi b'tabaz v'kadas meshav Yisrael." Okay? She is not married to you. You come over to your aunt, that the Torah says you're not allowed to marry. You give her a ring, or your sister, right? You come over to your sister and give her a ring in front of two witnesses and say, "Aret mekadesh shalsi," the girl's not married. Okay? If the Isser, though, is only a negative commandment without death, it's called Chai V'Lav and not Chai V'Krisis. So then the halacha is the Kedushin is valid, but they have to divorce. The story says you can't stay married to the guy, you have to divorce him. So if a Kayan marries a divorcee, it's not capital punishment. It's only a lav, right? So a Kayan marries a divorcee, he can't stay married to her, correct? But that woman is now a married woman. If somebody commits adultery with her, that's adultery. Okay? The same thing with a Yavama. Yavama cannot marry any other man. It's not capital punishment. It's only a lav. If a man, according to halacha, she has to marry the guy or do chalitza, right? If she didn't, and she got kedushin from somebody else, she found a rabbi let's leave it alone. Well, if a valid kedusha was done, let's just put it that way. They're married. They can't live together. They need a get. So forget it. No.
Okay.
So therefore, the Torah says Uba Allah. Okay. So now we learned out so far in the Gemara that you can get married with kesef, and you can get married with bia. Now there's one thing left: shtar. Right? The Mishnah says kesef, shtar, and bia. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, what does shtar mean? You write on a piece of paper, you know, you're mekadeshesli b'shtar. Is it when you give it the document? So the Gemara says, minayin afilu b'shtar, how do I know that you can use a document to do kedushin? By the way, this is not the ksuba. The ksuba has nothing to do with this. Ksuba is a financial responsibility after marriage. This is talking, you write on a shtar, hareat mekadeshesli, okay? Yeah. Well, not later. Ksuba is in the Tatum. V'din hu... Huh? Mayer v'yibishchem. It says Mayer Rashi says Ksuba. One second. V'din hu... The Zimar says, why? How do we know you can do Kedusha with a shtar? Because we learn out from a Kavo Chaymer. It says like this. Ma kesef sheina meitzi. If you cannot divorce your wife with money, but you can acquire her with money, right? So document, get, that you could divorce her with, for sure you can marry her with. In other words, document, the Gemara is going to prove now, shtar is better than money. Why? Money, you can't get divorced with. Right? You can't divorce a woman with money. Don't speak to the lawyers. You can't divorce a woman with money. You need kesef. But kesef is good to acquire the woman. Right? But kesef is not good enough to get rid of her. So shtar get, which is good to get rid of her, for sure is good to get her. Right? So l'chay, it's a kavo chayme. So it's where it says like this. Well, ma kesef sheina meitzi. Machnis if kesef, money, cannot divorce a woman, yet it makes kedushin, shtar shemeitzi, a document that divorces her, a get, ain't a din shemachnis, for sure, it's good for kedushin. So Gemara says, no, I can reject this kal v'chaymer. You're telling me shtar is better than money, right? That's the kal v'chaymer. I'll show you money is better than shtar. Why? Ma'ale kesef shekem pay them behegdu shemaisa sheni. Money, you're allowed to redeem things of the Beis HaMikdash or maisa sheni that you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Teimer b'shtar, but a document you can't redeem. You can't redeem Hegdish with a document, IOU note. It has to be money. So what do you see from there? Money is better than document. Your whole kavochim is that document is better than money, right? And therefore, if money is good for Kedushin, document is for sure good for Kedushin, I'll show you that money is better than a document. Money you can redeem Hegdish with, and Ishtar you can't. How do we know you cannot redeem Hegdish with a document? Because it says in the Pasuk, v'nasan ha-kesef, give the money to redeem it, v'kamle, and it becomes yours. And the Gemara says, it says, only money you could do it.
Not the same case.
Yeah, but you see from there that you cannot redeem Hegdish with money. With start only with money. So the Gemara says, okay, so where do we learn out you could do Kedusha with a shtar? So the Gemara says like this, we learn out from the Pasuk itself. It says, Amakra, it says like this, Ki yikach ish isha, a man will marry a woman and live with her, and then he hates her, okay, and he gets rid of her. So the Torah says, write her a get, cousin of Sefer Krisis, and then the Torah says, v'yatza, she leaves, v'haysa li'ishach, and then she marries somebody else. In other words, the Torah is telling a din over there as follows. If a man marries a woman, they get divorced, the woman marries another man, the second man dies or divorces her, she cannot go back to her first husband. That's what the Pasuk teaches us. The Pasuk of Kedushin is telling us a lot of dinim. It tells us the dinim of Kedushin, the dinim of get, and the din that if a man marries a woman, divorces her, and she marries somebody else, and the second husband divorces her, dies, she cannot be remarried to the first husband. Okay? No, it says Yatsev Ha'isa. Okay. So there, yeah, that's exactly Kosev. But that's only if she married the guy, by the way. If she lived with him and didn't marry him, she can go back to the first husband. But
I don't want to go off track, but isn't that the solution to break the bond of Zerura?
How?
Of
Yibum?
Yeah. If going back to the case that the brother is only 1 year old.
Right.
If she marries her relative, and then we make her divorce him, isn't the bond broken because she cannot go back to the brother now?
As just to divorce him?
Yeah, because they have to divorce.
No,
because
she still
has to wait till he's old enough to divorce.
No,
no. She marries another person.
Right, I know. And then breaks
up. Today we do chalitza anyway.
He cannot do chalitza because he's 1 year old.
Yeah, but chalitza, he can't. He's not going to marry her anyway. What do you want to say? They can't marry because we don't marry the yibum anyway.
She marries another person and they make her divorce according to this. She cannot go back to the brother.
The one.
Why she not? She didn't marry the brother yet.
She was bonded to him.
But she doesn't marry the brother anyway, as I'm saying. She does chalitza with him.
She doesn't have to do that anymore.
She does. She does. She would anyway. Because she didn't marry the brother yet. And she's not going to marry the brother because they're only going to do chalitza. They're not going to do yibum.
So they would still do chalitza even though she married someone else.
Yeah. So the Gemara said like this. Amar kraviyatza v'haisa. She leaves one husband and goes to another husband. So Gemara says, "Makish shavaya liyitzia." We like in the pasuk, we did something called a hekish. If the Torah puts two dinim in the same pasuk, we connect both laws together, right? The Torah likens kedushin and gittin. V'yatza v'haisa, right? She leaves the first husband, goes to somebody else, right? So the Gemara learns like this: just like leaving the husband is done with a get. Marriage could also be with a document. Marriage could also be done with a document, because the Torah likens kedushin to gittin. If gittin could be done with a document, then kedushin could become with a document. So now the Gemara is going to ask an interesting kasha. So then you should be able to give a get with money. If kedushin is good with money, then a get should be good with money, right? If you're likening both things together. Okay, so Gemara says, okay, ba'akish namish nami yitzi lavai. So then, why don't you liken get to kedushin, and liken it like this? Ma'aviyah bekesef. Just like money brings her in, av yitzi bekesef. You could divorce her with money. Why not? If you're likening the two together, what did the Gemara say? How do we know you can marry with shtar? Because if you can divorce with shtar, you can marry with shtar. So then the Gemara has to do the reverse. If you can marry with money, why can't you divorce with money? Right. Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this. Yemlu, people will say, Kesef machnes, kesef meitzi. If money brings her in, how could it bring her out? Enk sanege yaseh kateger. Can the defender become an accuser? Meaning like this. If money brings her in, how can money get rid of her? He says, you're right. Even though logically we compare get and kedushin, okay? They're just like, get is good document, kedushin is good document. So the Gemara said, then if kedushin is good for money, why can't get be done with money? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. If money takes her in, if money acquires the woman into the marriage, how can money get her out? How could the defender become the accuser? So the Gemara says, so say the same word as shtar. If a shtar divorces her, how could a shtar marry her? Zigmar says, the accuser becomes the defender. So Zigmar says, 1 minute. It's two different types of documents. Get is one type of document, and the kedushin is a different type of document.
Money is the same.
Money is the same. Money is money. Geld. Green. It's the same.
In those days, it wasn't green.
And in these days, you get money when you're divorced.
More money than when you get married.
Yes.
Yachi. The Gemara says, "Shtar nami yotzi." Okay. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Merely the high shtar al chud, merely the high shtar chud. There's two distinct documents. A document of a get is much different than a document of kedushin. So nobody's going to say, oh, document takes you out, document takes you in. It's two different documents. So Gemara says, hachanami, okay, 1 minute. Hai kaspa luchud, hai kaspa luchud. The money should also be different. Why? Because one is marriage money and one is divorce money.
You could say that if he gives her severance pay money at the beginning and she gives him money to get out of the marriage. that money should bring him in, and money.
Well, the way the Gemara learns, the Gemara's question, Mashi explains, is that the man would give her money and says, "You're hereby divorced." Just like a man gives a get to the woman, he would have to give her money and say, "You're hereby divorced." But the Gemara, what the Gemara is asking is, this money is money for taking, and this money is money giving. I mean, getting rid of, release. So why is it the same money? So the Gemara says no. Tiva miyachadu. The coin looks the same. In other words, a dollar is a dollar. You know, so people are going to think a dollar takes out, a dollar takes her in, day in, out, day out. You can't do such a thing. Okay. So therefore, the Gemara answered the original question. The Gemara's question was, why can't you divorce with money? The Gemara says, because people are going to say, money brings in, money brings out. Can't be. So the question, I have a shtar. The Gemara says, it's a different type of a shtar. But money is the same. Rava answers a different answer. Rava says like this. You know why you can't divorce with money? Very simple. But by get, the Torah says, v'kosav lo sefer krisis. The Torah says you gotta write her a book of krisis, of divorce. You gotta write. Write is not money. You gotta write a document. Rava Amar Amakra, v'kosav lo, you have to write the get. V'ksivim is gareshes, she's only divorced through writing, meaning a document. V'im is gareshes v'kesiv, she cannot be divorced with money. Right. So in other words, the Gemara says like this, even though we're likening Kedushin to Gittin, and therefore just like Shtar is good by Get, Shtar is good by Kedushin, but money is no good by Get. Because over there the Torah says clearly, Get must be written.
Where's the source?
And that Pasuk, the Kosovo, the same, that same Pasuk.
Write a check.
Write a check.
I'm the lawyer for it.
There's a big shiloh if a check is money or not.
Oh, really?
It checks money?
When you need, like the Gemara says, you cannot redeem Hegdish with a shtar, only money. Yeah? Can you redeem it with a check?
No.
No?
No, because a shtar is written.
A check is not money.
Oh, okay.
A check is an IOU.
That's true.
To the bank.
Yeah, that's true.
To give you money. It's not money.
That's true.
Check doesn't have a din of money.
It's not the same as cash.
By Purim, it says, because over there, the bottom line is the guy gets the money, he's going to get the money.
It's definitely not money.
But the bottom line is, I'll give you an example. If you wrote a check to somebody for $1,000, you wrote him a check for $1,000, yeah? And I come over and rip up the check, I don't have to give you $1,000. If you had a $1,000 bill and I ripped it up, I would have to give you $1,000. No, I'm saying if I rip up the check, a check is not money.
It could bounce.
Well, even if it doesn't.
In which case the bank sends the check and the wife.
No, by Purim it says you can write a check even if there's no money yet to cover it. As long as eventually.
So the check is not Muksan Shabbos?
It's a big shaylah if a check is Muksan Shabbos.
Really?
But it could be because of Shtar Yaitis, it could be...
But it's used to negotiate money still. It's business, it's...
If you want to be technical, I mean, not in practical halach, is a dollar bill money?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Why?
It is because it says on the dollar bill, the government orders that this is good for legal, I can refuse your check.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Technically, if you think about it, what's a dollar bill? A dollar bill is really not money. It's a Federal Reserve note that says technically you can get a dollar's worth of gold from the government.
All right, but we're used to calling.
Hello.
Yeah, can I get a deduction for?
Technically, well, you're the accountant. Technically, you're also the accountant, but he works for IRS. He used to work for IRS.
Well, that issue. Yeah.
No, technically. One second. Technically, isn't it depend when you cash the check?
Depends when he, according to the doctor, he wrote the check. If it's December 2008, it's 2008.
Yeah, but
the check says December 31st, 2008.
Yeah, at 11:59.
So it's deductible.
Can you deduct it, really?
Why?
But that's been another litigation, as Rabbi said. Court
over that
refused that for many years until they decided.
Yeah, but like, in other words, technically, the check is not valid until you cash it.
Right.
Even though, and it's not so simple in halacha, if I owe you $1,000, okay, and I give you a check of $1,000, that's a good check, and you rip it up, do I still owe you the $1,000?
Well, you can't get it any other way.
No, what's the legal law?
There's a difference if you give it as a gift. If I give you a check for $10,000 on December 31st as a gift, that's not a completed gift.
Just not a what?
It's not a completed gift until the check gets
right.
No, but I'm saying...
For tax purposes, you could get it.
That's because the government decided that way.
Right.
But if you think about it, if I give you a check, forget about December 31st. I owe you $1,000. I give you a check of $1,000. Right? Or I lend you $1,000 and I give you a check of $1,000. Okay? And you rip up the check. You still owe me the $1,000? So that case would be different. No, because you never got the $1,000. Right? But if I pay back a loan of $1,000 with a check and you rip up the check, you know.
So I can say that I never received the money. I never
well, that you could say even with money. But IT, I never got it, I paid. But the question is, Lepoil in halacha today, because of the government law, a dollar bill is money. Mm. Even though technically it's a piece of paper, that's an IOU from the government. Mm. What's a dollar bill? A dollar bill is an IOU from the government. The government will pay you a dollar's worth or whatever it is.
But it's currency. What else would you use?
That's because the government said so.
I have a bunch of gold bars in the trunk.
No, that's because the government said so. But if you think about it, a dollar, what's the value of a dollar? The paper, whatever the paper is worth.
Even for redeeming Master Sheni, it's money or money's worth. You could even use...
Yeah, but not a shtar.
Not a debt.
No. Because the Gemara says, Shava Kesef Kekesef. So you can... No, you can't redeem a Pinyan Aben with a shtar. But you could do it with Shava Kesef. Because the Gemara says, by Kedusha we learned the beginning, Kesef Shava Kesef. Because the Gemara learned, money equal is money. If something's worth $1,000, then it's $1,000 of money.
And the fact that the Gemara included Shetar just teaches us that Shetar is not Shava money. It's not equivalent to money.
Well, we'll see.
Not included.
Right, it's speaking if the shtar is less than Shava Pruta. If it's worth a Shava Pruta, then he's giving you money anyway. Right? Then he's giving you money also, so then it's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
What?
When Eliezer went to find Rivka for Yitzchak, he
gave her a ring, and Rashi says all that was Kedushin.
That was a Kedushin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then
I don't know, the witnesses were, but whatever.
Oh, there was no witnesses?
I don't know.
The camels,
yeah.
Because Chassan wasn't there.
Yeah, but he was a shliach of the Chassan.
You can't get married like that.
We sure you do. My friend, you got the whole second parak over here. Which these Gemaras don't have. Ish Makadish Bayo Bishluch, the first mention of the second parak. Ish Makadish Bayo Bishluch. I mean, again, there's a lot of dinim over there. Eliezer had a din of a goy. How could you be a shliach? And Rivka was 3 years old, so Lovin really had to do the shidduch. I mean, Besuel had to do the shidduch, not Rivka. How could Rivka decide, you know?
But there's no Torah then.
There was Torah. Depends where they learned.